Nolte, Brian Nome paid $25 a minute to be dominated with dirty talk. By John Nolte on April 3, 2026. The disgusting scandal revolving around Brian Nome's indefensible behavior just got even more disgusting. A young woman who makes a living debasing herself and her clients via webcam revealed that Brian Nome, husband of former Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem and father to three children, paid up to $25 a minute, which adds up to $1,500 an hour, to have her debase and dominate him. Lydia Love, who is a performer in what is known online as femdom, or female domination, alleged that Brian Noem, 56, would perform for her on the website Camsoda, where she said he liked to play a submissive role. He would try to talk more feminine. His kink was yoga pants, she said. He wanted to be the star of the show and really show off. I would hype him up. She added that Brian was an extremely needy client, needing a lot of praise and feedback, and that he would really guide the show rather than let me do my femdom thing for him. I've never seen another client with fake breasts, she said. Ever. For around 2 years, Love says this husband and father used her webcam service between 10 and 15 times. The last time was about 6 months ago, and then I didn't hear from him again, she said. 6 months ago. If true, he was doing this while his wife of 34 years was in a high-profile political position and had already been targeted for destruction by the corporate media. For her part, Lydia Love justified ratting Brian out because she thinks Kristi Noem is a hypocrite on trans issues. The fact that Kristi Noem says she was blindsided by her husband's secret life as a transvestite makes no difference. I cannot get over what a selfish, disgusting pig this guy is. You want to stop controlling yourself and risk eternal damnation by dressing like a girl and availing yourself of online hookers? That's your business, only if there's no chance other people can be hurt. That's not the case here, though, and we all know it. Brian Noem was actively playing Russian roulette with his own family, with his wife's career, with the sacrament of his marriage, and, worst of all, with the emotional well-being of his children and grandchildren. Brian Noem's behavior is indefensible. A narcissistic act of selfishness you can hardly wrap your mind around. And my guess is that we are only at the beginning of this story. Here's the other thing. When you webcam with an online hooker, you are placing your entire reputation into the hands of a woman who makes her living as an online hooker. What is it that drives someone with so much to lose to dress up like a woman in pink yoga pants, use balloons for breasts, pay $1,500 to be treated like garbage, and reveal their face to someone who has already proven she has no morals? Ignoring all those red flags and all the voices warning you to stop en route to such behavior is a choice, a very selfish choice.